Welcome back to my channel. I'm Jessica and you're watching Wannabe Beauty Guru. And today is a very exciting day because we are going to be discussing one of my favorite products and using it in one of my favorite ways. And that is Miracle Elf, which is a very inexpensive form of liquid PCL or polycaprolactone. And I'm going to explain how I use it and how it can be used to create a beautiful, natural, youthful lift. So before I break it down though, hi, I'm Jessica, your best friend who loves all things DIY skincare and beauty. And if you are interested in that, then you should be joining me at the links down below. Please note, it is hard to be a DIY beauty YouTuber, so if you like me, please like me at all of the places. I have multiple YouTube channels, including an educational channel that features a lot of products that you should know more information about. Again, be educated, be smart, and also a makeup channel where we also deal with surface topical skincare, which while I don't believe in spending a lot of money, I do think it's crucial to your success in fighting all the age-related signs. Now, also we have Rumble, which I love, and my website, wannabebeautyguru.com, which is completely free with over 1200 videos for you guys. So hi guys, welcome. So let's discuss Miracle Elf. This is literally called a liquid facelift or a miracle in a bottle. This is polycaprolactone. Polycaprolactone is an ingredient that when it's placed in the dermis, it will spread out. Then when it spreads out, your body will break it down. The act of breaking it down will take about 2 years. During this process, your body builds collagen every single skin cell cycle, which is every 4 to 6 weeks, which I love. So I love doing something today that will benefit my skin 2 months from now, 6 months from now, 8 months from now, right? Obviously, we have to wash our face, we have to use face cream, all of that stuff, which temporarily makes our skin look good. It doesn't really do a lot of long-term benefits. I love doing things that have long-term benefits. Now, there are videos and there's a technique called the inner block technique, which you can use to treat a whole face. Today, I'm specifically going to be discussing how placing it here can help to lift this problem area. So essentially what this does is build collagen directly, meaning it doesn't create an environment for collagen. It doesn't encourage collagen growth. It doesn't maintain collagen growth. It directly builds collagen because placing this product into the dermis causes your skin to break it down. That directly builds collagen. Collagen and elastin is tightening, it's firmness. One of the major differences between your skin today and what it looked like 10, 15, 20 years ago is the difference in collagen. It is speculated that anywhere between 1 to 3% of collagen is lost after the age of 25 per year. Eventually, somewhere in our 60s and 70s, that does taper off. We kind of flatline. And I've heard experts say 1%, I've heard them say 3%, I've heard some say years 25 to 40, you lose more, closer to 3%, then it slowly tapers down, which is why I say somewhere between 1% to 3%. Either way, it's not good. The one thing all the experts agree on is, guess what? You and I are losing collagen, and that sucks, but we can help get it back. Enter liquid PCL. Now, a couple things about PCL. Because it directly builds collagen, it falls under the biostimulator category. What is a biostimulator? Well, something that directly builds collagen. But also, anything that's a biostimulator will require time before you can see a noticeable improvement. Why? Because it relies on your skin cell cycle turnover for you to see the benefits. This means that your skin cell cycle turnover, which is every 4 to 6 weeks, must be completed at least once before you can even expect to see an improvement. And sometimes it'll take multiple passes and also multiple skin cell cycle turnovers to see the improvement. So patience is key, okay? Also, typically with biostimulators, it's a multi-process before you see the maximum benefits. With PCL, it's typically recommended that you do 3 to 5 rounds before you can see your desired results. Some people will need more. For me, I only needed 3 rounds of the Uniblock in the face, and now I prefer to treat specific areas, and then I needed more in my neck because my neck was my problem child. So you do what's right for you. This can be used on the face, the neck, the chest, the body, pretty much anywhere you want to see collagen production. Note, she's a thicker product, and some people do find that it makes bruises linger if they get trapped underneath it. So if you're concerned about bruising, which a lot of people are in the eye area, I do recommend a cannula and or aspirating. Obviously, aspirating will not stop a bruise from occurring, but you can aspirate, and if you get a positive aspiration, choose not to place the product where you know there's already blood present. Now, this is what the product is going to look like. It is a opalescent, kind of not quite translucent, but not quite opaque, milky liquid substance. right in there. And this is what your product comes. Well, actually, this one's opened. Note, if I don't use all of it, I store the rest in the fridge and use what I can. I always use a new needle to get it. And then I also always cleanse the top with 70% isopropyl alcohol. So please do keep that in mind. This is a box. You don't always get a box. Sometimes if you order 4 to 5 of them, which you have to order them individually, they'll send you a box. It's really just going to come down to personal preference from the company that you're ordering from Ace Cosm. But if you get a box, hang on to them because they don't always send you a box. It is $68 for 2 mils. So 2 mils unopened doesn't fill up the entire vial, because note, the vial is a larger vial than the actual amount of product. So this is about what 2 mils is. So don't be alarmed that there's all this space. That is completely fine. So Miracle L is going to be 20% polycaprolactone. Okay, 20% PCL, which is a really, 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 really good amount, but it is something where it can cause swelling and irritation. So if you're sensitive to ingredients or products, I recommend starting with their 10% formula, which is Miracle Touch Up. That's still a beautiful formula, but it's 10%. So yes, it'll take you longer to see the benefits. However, it'll also get your body used to PCL, and it's less likely to cause swelling and irritation. Now, PCL doesn't always play well with other ingredients. You should take caution and not do this within 7 days of any other hyaluronic acid-based mesotherapy product. And you should not do it on any skin that's swollen, irritated, or inflamed, because you can get compound swelling. Now, also, extreme activities can trigger delayed reaction to swelling, redness, or irritation with polycaprolactone. What does that mean? That means an intense workout, flipping your head upside down, doing acrobatics, gymnastics, going in a sauna, going in a hot tub. All of these can trigger a delayed reaction. So be mindful of that if you're doing it within 2 weeks of using a liquid PCL product or Miracle L and H. Now, she does have a sister product. Her sister product is Miracle H. As you can see, I have two of them in here. I have two Miracle L. I like them both. I tend to use Miracle L more. For the record, Miracle H is also 20% polycaprolactone, but it's got 1.5% hyaluronic acid. So it's going to give you a little bump of hydration. I know what you're thinking, but Jessica, why do you like Miracle L more? So Miracle H is just a couple dollars more. It's like $72 for 2 mils. So it's not a price thing. I'm a frugal girl, but I don't mind the extra $3. For me, Miracle H, well, it's a little bit less pinchy because Miracle L does have a pinch. Miracle H still has a pinch, but it's less. But Miracle H, because of that extra HA component, is prone to additional swelling. So it's not my favorite because, honestly, I do a lot of treatments, and using Miracle L means I just have to be a little bit less worried about any complications or interactions. It's just less likely to cause swelling. So I prefer Miracle L, but if you prefer Miracle H, have at it. Note with Miracle L, for that reason, you want to be sure when you're placing the points to place them at least 1 centimeter distance apart. This is going to help ensure that you do not have any compound swelling or that you do not trigger compound swelling. Again, it's still absolutely a risk, but you mitigate that risk when you maintain at least a 1 centimeter distance per point. We're also going to only be doing 0.05 of a mil per point. So that's going to be 0.4 of a mil per side, which would be 0.8 of a mil per treatment. And that means one vial for $68 for 2 mils is going to last you 2.5 treatments, which I think is an excellent, excellent value. There's a reason why they call this a miracle in a bottle or a liquid facelift. And I, for one, think it's a game changer for aesthetics and personally swear by it. And personally, I absolutely love it. It's been a long-standing favorite of mine and so many of my friends, and I highly recommend it. Now, I do think it got a bad rap. A few years ago, when it was kind of really new on the market, a lot of people used it, and some people did experience, again, it trapping bruises, making bruises last longer. Again, I think, don't hate the product, pay attention to the application, and be mindful that if you are prone to bruising or if you are concerned, simply use a cannula. A cannula is relatively easy, and you can practice with a product you love. We're going to put some numbing cream on because pain is stupid. And don't forget, code JESSICA10 saves you money off all the fun things at all the fun places. But also, code JESSICA10 is an affiliate link. This affiliate link does mean that I make a small commission. You save money. I consider it a win-win, and I really hope you do too. I'm going to put Saran Wrap on because we don't want any of it shifting. And there we go. stay tuned. Okay, so now also we're going to mix up some more. We have been numbing. We've been numbing using the 10.56% lidocaine, which you can get at Ace Cosum. Now this product does have a pinch. I'm gonna add a little bit of liquid lidocaine, which also I kept in the fridge. Note, this is currently out of stock at Ace Cosum. If they do have it in stock, it's under the numbing cream section. Because this is a product that we do use periodically, we were really careful to make sure that we do not insert a dirty needle into the vial. So we're going to clean the top with 70% isopropyl alcohol. This I will not have enough, I can already tell you. So we're just going to get another one mixed up and ready to go. So I'm going to use tweezers or pliers to remove the cap. Note, I usually like to keep the metal in place if I'm not using all of the vial, because I think it just keeps it a little bit more secure. Because I'm not using all of the 2 mL vials, because I only need 0.8 of a mil per treatment, and I have some of this as well as this, I will store the rest in the fridge. Again, we're going to wipe the top to make sure that it's clean. Now I'm going to take out 1/10 of a mL of the liquid lidocaine and I'm going to place it into the vial. So 1/10 of the mL, this is a 1 mL syringe. It's a 1 mL or 1 cc insulin syringe. So to the 10th of the vial, or the 10th of the syringe is to the right 10 line. That's all you need to make this painless. And I'm going to insert it into the vial, push all of it out. Okay, and then to mix, really simple, we're just gonna give it a swirl. Now, you should test both the Miracle-L and the lidocaine separately to make sure you don't have a reaction. If you have a strong reaction to one or both ingredients, you could have a stronger reaction when you mix it. Also, let me remind you that it is not advisable to mix any PCL product, Miracle or other brand, with any other product to thin it out. If you are using Miracle-L or Miracle-H straight from the vial, you'll need a 29 or larger gauge needle because it's quite thick. But when you mix a little bit of lidocaine, I find that I can use a 30 gauge pretty easily, and that's what I'm going to be using today. So you just want to swirl it around. That's it. I'm not hard with this. I'm not shaking it hard. You don't have to be. I just swirl it like that, and that's all you do. Then anything I don't use goes back into the fridge. Now, to take out this, because I'm going to be taking out the rest of it, I am going to be opening up the vial because I'm going to get every last drop out. This is a very thick product, even though this one is thinned out with lidocaine. And yes, I swirled it earlier to remix it. If you let it sit in the fridge, I just give it a swirl for a couple of minutes to really make sure that I've got every last drop of product. Now bevel down, and you're going to see me pulling back on the needle very, very slowly. In fact, in camera, it might even look like I'm not pulling back on the needle at all because I'm going so slow. This just ensures that I get a really, really nice flow without any excess air bubbles. Because it's very, very, very thick, if you get an air bubble, they're just sometimes hard to get out and it can be an inconvenience. Now we're going to be doing 0.4 of a mil per side, so 0.8 total. This is a 1 mL syringe, which means we're going to fill it up to the point, to the 8.0 line. Now I'm holding the vial at an angle, and once I get every drop that seems to be out, I will then let the vial sit for a few minutes at an angle, because what you will find is more of the product will slide down from the glass sides of the vial and you'll be able to get a little bit of product out. Also, make sure that you are bevel down to get every last drop. There you go. Okay, so now we're going to recap it temporarily, and I'm going to literally let it sit at an angle like this to ensure that I can get every last drop out. Now, it's easier to get rid of bubbles when you have lidocaine in it because it's a thinner consistency. There we go. So we're at 0.5. Just because I can, I'm going to wipe the top off again off of our freshly mixed vial. I am mixing the both. You don't have to if you don't want to. I am sure that neither are contaminated, so you do what's right for you. And again, I do flip this upside down if I'm not going to be using all and it's going to be sitting for a while. Yes, flipping upside down is just a faster way to typically fill, but if you're using the whole vial, it can mean that some of the product does get trapped underneath the kind of the rubber stopper. But because we're going to be letting it go back in the fridge, it's going to have, you know, a month before I'm going to empty it, it's going to have plenty of time for it to come back down to the sides. Now, when I inject this around the actual mouth area, when I'm closer to the mouth, I'm going to be careful to not go past the 50-50 line of the tissue, because going too deep and too close to the interior of your mouth can cause swelling and inflammation. So I'm usually only around 3 millimeters in that area, but I'm going to branch out to about 4 millimeters deeper. Most PLAs you can mix to be thicker, more like a filler. So it does depend on the product if that is an option. But if you mix it thin, yes, the end result, the biostimulation, the collagen building is similar. There's two main differences. Number one, liquid PCL lasts a little bit longer. It's going to last about 2 years versus PLA usually is around 18 months. And then it's also going to be something that does that, the vascular occlusion is the other change. So with PLA, PDLA, and PLA, there's a vascular occlusion risk inherent in that ingredient because the molecule is basically sticky, meaning it wants to gravitate towards each other, which can block a blood vessel. PCLs vary depending upon the brand if there's a vascular occlusion risk, but they both directly build collagen because your body uses both PDLA, PLA, PLA, and PCL as a foreign object that it needs to break down. So there you go. Now, we've been numbing for an hour. I'm going to remove this just with a tissue and then 70% isopropyl alcohol. And then I'm also going to remind you that I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a licensed esthetician. In fact, I am not trained in any way, shape, or form. I'm just a crazy girl sitting at home who loves DIY beauty and skincare and feels perfectly capable and confident of doing this herself. But this is not a how-to video. This is not an instructional video. This is just me sharing my skincare journey with you, my friends on the internet. You're probably wondering, but Jessica, is it legal for me to do it to myself? As a matter of fact, it is. It is completely legal for me to do it to myself. It's completely legal for you to do it to yourself. It's completely legal for you to hit the like button down below and subscribe. It's completely legal for you to purchase this wonderful, beautiful product over at acecosm.com. It is completely legal for you to use code Jessica10 and save money, because that's not only legal, but also, well, smart. I'm going to remark just for precision. You can measure. The goal is to be 1 centimeter apart. And then also, I want to not be on top of any bruises. I do have bruises from my thread lift the other day. So we're just going to make sure that we don't, that's a little bit close. There we go. We are not within that proximity. We are a crazy crew. Okay. So again, this product does not have a vascular occlusion risk, and we're going to be doing 0.05 of a mil. So if you are wondering, 0.05 of a mil is half of each 10 line. So it would be, the first one will be between the 7 and 8, and the second point would take me to the 7. The third point would go between the 7 and the 6, and the fourth point will go to the 6, right? So 0.8 of a mil has literally 16 injections, 8 for each side. Now, note, I am not placing it into the Sharpie. I am piercing the skin around the Sharpie with the purpose of placing the product underneath where the Sharpie is. Why? Because this is where I want that tightening. Tightness. Now, could I do absolutely the whole lower face? Sure could. You're going to use more product. You're probably going to have even better results than I. I do what fits my budget and fits my life. You do what works for you. This is working really well for me. Is not wanting to pierce the skin. Did I dull the needle? It looks pretty sharp to me. I should have exfoliated first. Okay, we are in. I'm about 3 millimeters deep. Okay. Oh, so I did have some product follow the needle out. I'm going to show you how we fix that. And this works for any product. If ever you find fluid is following the needle out, either through the skin or through the syringe, this is how you fix that. Okay, we're in. Okay, then what you're going to do is just hold the needle in place for a couple seconds. That's it. This just allows the product to absorb into the skin a little bit more, and you will get less following the needle out. Now, because I was holding on to the tissue, we're just going to make sure to sanitize. Now, holding in a couple seconds. Leave it a couple seconds. Okay, now a couple takeaways. I should have exfoliated. I did not. You can see how the needle's a little bit tough to get into the skin. Also, I could have definitely filled up half in one syringe and half in another. I am conscious about how much waste I create, so I do actively try to not use as many needles, but it's just a little bit tough to be placing it right now. It's fine, but that would just make the process easier. You also can use a different cleanser or antibacterial product than 70% isopropyl alcohol. That is a little bit intense on the skin. It's fine for me more often than not. It's cheap and easily accessible, but you do you. Now, with the lidocaine, it will feel a little bit strange for a couple of hours. The lidocaine wears off. It's just this, like, you know, it feels like lidocaine. Just be mindful. You put lidocaine in it. This one we're going away from the bruise. So these two are a little bit higher than on this side. That was just to accommodate the bruise that I have from doing my threads the other day. We don't want to put PCL on top of any bruise because it can help trap it, right? You can see I obviously just have a blood vessel there. It's bleeding a little bit. You can ice. Also, icing helps to reduce bruising and swelling, guys. I just didn't go grab my icer, but you can do it if it's right for you. Also, Arnica salve after, which I will be doing, and also Arnica pills or tea can help. We're going to do one more. Go, team, go. Go team. I love adding a little bit of lidocaine, as you saw. A tenth of a mil literally makes this so painless for me. I love it. Although, if you look back at my older Miracle-L videos, I didn't use lidocaine for years. I do think it's important that you understand how you react with and without lidocaine. Lidocaine typically does make you more prone to swelling and irritation. So keep that in mind. Also, let's can't get the good marks off. Applying pressure onto any site that's bleeding can help reduce any kind of bleeding also. And go team go, we did it. I love it when a treatment goes well. So the other thing that I really like personally, you saw 16 injections, even though my skin was giving me a little bit of a hard time because I've been hard on Retin-A and didn't exfoliate, it was still a relatively fast and easy treatment, which is why I personally like to section them off. Now I will schedule the next round. I have planned for 5 rounds. And any area that I consider super troubling, I plan for 5 rounds, then take a break for a couple of months. And then if I need more, I'll do another and proceed with another series of rounds. I'm using just Arnica salve. I get this over at Amazon. It's very inexpensive and it just helps to reduce bruising and swelling. And there you go. That's what we're looking like. I think it's looking really good, guys. You will notice a little bit of swelling. That's usually temporary, right? In extreme cases, it can last a few weeks. I'm very comfortable with PCL. My body is very used to it, so I don't find that I swell for more than a couple of hours. But some people also really like the swelling. Note, the swelling is temporary. It will build collagen, but it's typically 6 to 8 weeks before you can really honestly see the difference in your skin on the surface. It happens underneath the skin sooner, but you can't see that. A little more. I was wondering if I do care, would you PDRN tonight? Could I do Lenexen tonight? So long as you're not swollen and irritated, absolutely. For the record, I definitely could do both of those in that time frame completely fine. So you do what's right for you. Also, reminder that but you also do the tiniest amount, right, Beta? Because like if I were to do a quarter of this amount, that would mean I'd have to do more, right? So like I think a lot of us, I also fell victim to that. When I was first doing Fat Dissolver, I would treat my jowls, my chin, my neck, and then I'd call that like 1 round. But what I was really doing is taking a total amount for 1 round of product and placing it in 3 different places. So anyways, I'm gonna let you guys go. I'm gonna see you all tomorrow. I hope you're all having a wonderful day and thank you for being here. Thank you for being my friends. Thank you. I love it when a treatment goes well, yay. Okay, also fun facts, this was picked here to help lift this, but also to reduce the smile lines. When I started thinning out this fat pad and losing weight, I started to notice I was getting smile lines, which I do not love. So, that being said, the collagen building will add the youthfulness back here without the smile lines, which is pretty fantastic. Anyways, thank you guys for joining me. Thank you for being my friends. Friendly reminder, you can get this over at Ace Cosm. And yes, code JESSICA10 saves you money. The liquid lidocaine is out of stock, so if it goes back in stock, get it. It's like $10. I love it. Do your own research. You can't add a lot. You literally need a tenth of a mil for a 2 mil vial. It's very, 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 very small. So I did not use all of my Miracle-L that I opened, and I didn't use my liquid lidocaine, so these will live in the fridge. I also got my 10.56% lidocaine over at Ace Cosm. This, if you want to preserve maximum efficacy, put in the fridge. I use it within 6 to 9 months. I don't need to store it in the fridge. It works fine for me. You do, you do. Ooh, Billy, we're dropping stuff. Anyways, thank you guys so very much for being here. Friendly reminder, code JESSICA10 is an affiliate link. That means I make a small commission, you save money. I consider it a win-win, and I hope you do too. That affiliate link is how I'm able to keep my website, wannabebeautyguru.com, completely free. That's right, I have a website. It is completely free. All you need to do is go over to wannabebeautyguru.com, and you will see a completely free website. We have 1,200 videos designed to help you on your journey, and I hope that you use it. We also have Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Rumble, BitChute, Reddit, and Discord. I know it's a lot. I update it all the time, so I know. We are live every day. So all you have to do is join us and you will meet me and my friends who are some of the greatest human beings I've ever met and brilliant, beautiful souls who are very knowledgeable in DIY skincare. So please feel free to join us at any of the above. Now, I also have Facebook groups. I have two of them, one for newbies, one for more established people. Join one or both. There's four questions to answer. One is your email address. You don't have to get it if you don't want to. If you do, I, Jessica, will put you on my email list. I send out an email every Friday highlighting things that I love, things that are working, treatments you might have missed, all of that. So I'd love it if you check that out. If you don't want to give your email address, just put no thank you. Please just answer the question. You can also sign up to the newsletter over on the website, and you can only be added to the newsletter one time. So if you've already subscribed, I can't add you to it again. You're fine. Now, we also have, what else? I have merchandise. I have super cute Keep Common DIY graphic tees, tank tops, and hoodies. Check those out, and Pain is Stupid. And Stay Smiling, you are just missing us. I am so sorry, but please feel free to watch the playback, and I'll be live tomorrow, so hopefully you'll be able to see us then. I also have Locals. Locals is our private community, which I'm really excited about. I'm currently doing 5 early access videos there where you guys will see them first. And I'm doing our DIY night where you can hang out with me. For those of you who want a private consultation that I just don't have time in my schedule to do. And also low-key, it's weird. I don't know what I charge for that. I don't. You're my friends, but I don't have like 4 hours a day to give. Unfortunately, if I did, I would, but I don't have it. But then how do you quantify that? And then I don't want to have to put monetization. But then if I don't put monetization, then it's going to get over flooded. So then how do I, it just becomes a thing. So I don't have time to deal with it right now. Maybe I will eventually. I thought I would. I just haven't had time to deal with the private consultations. But with DIY night over on Locals, it's $5 a month and you can come and hang out and we're live and we just talk off record. Literally, we're on camera, but it's a private camera. So just come and do that. It'll be even better. And it's $5 a month. Also, we're doing weekly giveaways right now. I missed last week's. I'm doing the one today. So if you haven't signed up, if you sign up before I get to my office, which is where I print out the sheet of all the active contributors to which I then sign a number, so you're automatically entered to win, you can still join today before I get to the office and you'll be eligible in this week's giveaway. Go team. I'm going to be giving away handheld exosomes. Why? Because they're fucking awesome. Pardon my French, but they're so awesome. I had to swear. Anyway, thank you guys for being here. I appreciate it. And you hit the like button down below and subscribe because I produce new videos every day to think of everything in the world so that you don't have to. Oh, also I have multiple YouTube channels. Don't know if I mentioned that. I have my daily live chat channel where we hang out every day. I have my educational edited content, which I think you're going to really like, all about the products if you just want to know about the products. And I have makeup and topical skincare. So join them all. Anyways, I love you guys. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Hit that like button down below and subscribe. Bye, guys.